This is the Tech Talk podcast from RNIB.
Hi guys, it's Gordon here again. I was listening to your podcast the other week when you were talking about Sky Q and how bad it was, and that rang a bell with me. I recently upgraded from the excellent Sky Plus to Sky Q, which I found to be pretty awful from an accessibility point of view. In fact, I was so disappointed in how bad it was that I wrote a fairly lengthy letter to Sky to complain about it. Now, to give Sky their due, they took a little while to get back to me, but when they did, they have been very, very helpful. I have had several phone calls, and because I stay in Livingston, which is close to their Central Scotland Centre, they asked me to go down and speak to one of their training and feedback staff. So I went down and had a long chat with the guy, and he had a Sky Q box all set up with the remote control. And what I hadn't realised was that they have just done a rollout, and if you haven't got this version yet, it will be coming to you soon. My system was updated last week, apparently, that the speech instruction on the handset now does a lot more. So what you can do with your voice-controlled remote, there's a little button on the right-hand side near the top of the remote. You press that, you speak to the handset, and it will do things. To give you a flavour of what it can now do, which it couldn't do a week ago, you can tell it, for example, to change to BBC Two, or go to BBC Two, or simply say BBC Two, and it will change to that channel. If you happen to know the channel number that you want, you can say change to channel 102 and it will go to channel 102. You can say channel up and it will then go to channel 103, and channel down takes you back to where you were, so you can scroll through the channels that way. You can tell it to pause and it will pause the program, and you can tell it to play and it will resume playing. So really, really handy. Because without that facility, finding the right channel can be a bit awkward, because the new remotes are very small, the buttons are tiny, and for anyone who's visually impaired or for anybody who suffers from arthritis in the fingers, very difficult to operate. I was told they are developing a new larger handset with the speech facility on it as well, and hopefully that will be available soon. They didn't tell me how much it would cost, but they are developing that. You can also tell it to play recorded programmes, and this is a big boon. Personally, I like to go into my Sky Q app, which I did tell them is not the easiest to navigate, but once you get the hang of it, you can get into the TV guide and you can tell your Sky Q box to record a programme. If you want to play it back, without the speech facility, there is no way to do that through the Sky Q app. If you tell your Sky Q app to play a recording, it will play it on your phone or tablet, but it won't have any audio description track on it. So the only way to get the audio description track is to watch it on the TV. Now, with the speech facility on the Sky Q remote, it doesn't matter where you are, you simply say play and the name of the programme and it will play the recording. If you have recorded a series of programmes, for example, I like to watch QI, so I have that set to series record. One thing you can't do through the app is delete recordings once you've watched them. I did point this out as a development they want to put in the future. But say you have half a dozen episodes of QI recorded, you say play QI and it starts playing the first one. You can then hold the button down, say next episode, release the button and it will jump to the next episode, and you can skip through the episodes like that. Not ideal, but it does work. If you want to skip through a programme, say you're watching a film or anything, you want to fast forward or you want to dodge through the adverts, you hold down the button, say fast forward, release the button, and it will start to fast forward at times two. If you then hold down the button again and say fast forward and release the button, it will skip to fast forward times six, and so on. The more often you say it, the faster it will go, and then you say play when you think you've reached the spot that you want. If you are watching a recorded programme, as I say, you can skip through it. Now, there are two commands and you have to be very careful with these. If you are, say, half an hour into a programme and you want to miss out a bit and jump forward 5 minutes, if you use the command jump 5 minutes, what it will actually do is it will jump to 5 minutes into the start of the recording. So effectively, you would be going back 25 minutes. If, however, you say skip 5 minutes, it will skip forward 5 minutes from where you are. If you stop a recording and come out and go and watch something else and then go back into it, it will automatically start playing from where you last watched it. If you want to go back to the beginning, you tell it watch from start and it will go back to the start. Or you can just say, you know, jump to 1 minute and it will go back to 1 minute from the start of the programme. So very, very handy. Now, it's not ideal. And the big thing that the Sky gentleman who was with me and was extremely helpful, the big thing that he very quickly understood was that there is no audio feedback. If you say something and the Skybox doesn't recognise what you've said, an error message will apparently appear on the TV screen. But of course, if you can't see it, you don't know that it hasn't worked. So that's the big thing. I did say to him that an audio feedback option, which could maybe be switched on and off, would be very, very helpful. One other excellent thing it will do, if, like me, you need audio description, you can now, through the speech command, say, turn audio description on or turn audio description off, and it will do it. You can do the same for subtitles. You can say, turn subtitles on, turn subtitles off, and it will do that through the speech command. So the speech remote, really much better than it was even a week ago. I am assured there are lots of developments coming. I have pointed out to them that getting audio feedback would be a tremendous boon, that being able to delete pre-recorded programmes once you've watched them via the app would be a boon. So he's taken a note of these things and he'll go away and you never know, one of these days they might bring that out as part of the development. We did discover that it's not so good at recognising the names of radio stations. If you listen to radio stations through your Sky Q box, you really have to know the channel number and tell it to, you know, jump to channel 0101 or whichever channel it is you want to listen to. So that's a bit of a nuisance, but it does work. And again, you can scroll through the radio channels once you get into them by just saying channel up or channel down, and it will just scroll through the channels for you until you find the one that you want. So Sky Q, not as good as Sky Plus, getting a lot better, and having the speech commands now, a tremendous boon, a bit like using your A-Lady, except you don't need to invoke the name, you simply press the button, say what you want to say, release the button, and the Sky Q box should do what you've told it to do, and it, believe it or not, even understands the Scottish accent, so it's doing pretty well. So there you are, guys. Hope that's helpful. If anybody's visually impaired and thinking of moving to Sky Q, it's not as bad as it was. It is getting better. I still don't think it's as good as Sky Plus, but there's a lot of progress there, and they're investing quite a lot in having this speech facility so that you can give voice commands to your Sky Q box, and it's getting better. Enjoy your TV. Cheers.
Thanks for downloading the Tech Talk podcast from RNIB. Find more podcasts from RNIB on Audioboom, iTunes, and the Apple Podcast app.